All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. So they're coming towards us now, and they have a dog, and it's a Frenchie. This beautiful little one-year-old Frenchie, and she's adorable. Her name's Mamie. And so we're petting the dog, actually pick it up. I'm like, I don't even know these people. I'm picking up their dog. And she comes over, and she has a cami on. All right? And I'm guessing 25 to 30. And impossibly ridiculous, gravity-defying, you can't even call them boobs. Like melons, orbs, guns. And they're just like screaming, hey, look at me. And I did not, but I mean, like, hi. And then my eyes kind of like, oh, fuck, we've got, you got to be careful here when talking to these people where they're going to think you're a goddamn rapist. And so within a half a millisecond, I know we've got a ridiculous set of jugs. She might as well not have the cami on. And so quick reintroduction. And I'm just trying to keep things moving because the second I stop talking, I'm going to look at these titties. And not that I'm a big titty guy, but just there. It would be like if you were at the fair and they had like some kid with elephantitis of the nuts or a donkey show where chicks and guys are blowing a donkey. You're going to want to see it once. It was that type of freak show level of ridiculousness. So, but I'm talking to the guy. What's the dog? Okay, yeah, well, that's nice. Hey, we're going to be right down here. And I said to him, kind of felt bad. I go, so where's home for you guys? Thinking that this is, I did kind of put my foot in my mouth once with this. Maybe not too bad. Let me know what you think in the chat. I go, so where's home for you guys? And they go, right here. I go, oh, this is your home. I thought it was like a getaway place for you. They go, no, this is our first house. We just bought. And he's got a thick accent. He's from Denmark, like I said. And she's not. And so I don't want to ask too many questions. And the only reason why I figured out he was from Denmark is because the accent was fucked up. And he had a shirt. It said like, I love Denmark or some shit. I didn't ask that much. I didn't ask too many questions. All I said was like, oh, well, we love your dog. We're so glad you're here. It's a beautiful place. If you need help moving anything or you need any assistance in any way, I'm right down here. Just come by all means. And that was it. I didn't want to take up too much of their time. Other than that one moment, I don't think it was anything stupid. But we got in the vehicle and off we go. And I get halfway down the road. I go, my God, I guess it's no bra day here in Grayling. And Pooh Bear's like, yeah. And I go, well, I didn't want to say another word because she'd think that I'm going to get home. And as soon as I get a free moment, I'm going to yank my crank to what's in my brain of these absurd boobies. Damn it. What a set of guns. Bob says sand trees and an A-10 firing range. By the way, we just missed the A-10s. The Thunderbolt 2s are there from yesterday to tomorrow. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They actually run advertisements on Q100. Because if you want to see them, they encourage people to do that. And it's an ad that runs on Q100. It says, hey, don't forget at the firing range, at the bombing range, the sounds of freedom will be on display as the A-10 Thunderbolt 2s practice. Chris says, you didn't fire up the old beef bong. Never heard that one. Becca Shea says, so are you an ass man? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I am, frankly. I just like old women. My age women, I guess, is how I'll describe it. I'll tell you what I don't like. Shoes. That's what I don't like. All right. Chris says the A-10, Thunderbolt 2, delivering democracy, 3,900 rounds per minute. God, those are fun to watch. And they go right over the place. All right. As I do this show from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, know that I have a number of key sponsors that have helped make it all possible. Today, I want to spotlight the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. When it comes to getting a mortgage, this is who I want you to call. Buy now, refinance later with Mario. Get a hold of him at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. From anywhere in the U.S., he can get you started ASAP. The rates still suck. Housing prices are still through the roof. I don't know if that's going to change, at least the housing prices. The rates will eventually fall. But you want to get in on your house. You want to be pre-approved. 231-332-6505. Pick Mario's brain. Tell him I sent you. In West Michigan, when it comes to tree care, I want you to call Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Reached out to my pal, Andy Green. We are getting reacquainted. Some of you, I had talked about this, and I said that there's no way he left on his own accord. And he's telling me he did. I've started a text dialogue with him. And Andy is a quirky type of dude. And I'm going to give you an example of some of the things that Andy talks about. This is sight unseen content. I used to work with Andy at GRD. He made a name for himself on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And I guess he's not happy with something in the radio industry. And I'm not exactly clear as to what that is. I don't want to comment until I hear it from him. But he says that he left on his own accord. And I call BS on that. But then he doubled down to me and said, no, it's true. I actually left on my own accord. And so he's in New York right now, and he's doing shit like this.
Since I've come to New York, I've been staying with friends, and it's not always easy for them having me in their space all the time. It's not great to turn around and see this mug every time you're trying to just have a moment of peace. So when I can, I stay at a hotel if I can afford it, even though I'm not rolling with that much dough. And the Bronx has been a great place to save money on hotels. There are two great Wyndham hotels in the Bronx, the Super 8 I talked about the other day, and this one, the Wingate by Wyndham. $140 a night, the room is great, and they have the best, honest to God, breakfast I've ever had at a hotel. They had sausage, croissants, corn pops, waffles. It was awesome. This is an attempt to get them to give me some money, so hopefully it works out. The Wingate by Wyndham. Check it out.
Okay. So
since I've come to New York,
he's delivering content in these short vignettes. Here's one of him. I think this is right around 4th of July. Okay.
Oh, man, I am tired. We're in around on the subway all day today trying to get to that museum. It was nuts. Anyway. Big thanks to everybody that's watched. My posts are getting good numbers. And
Thousands and thousands of people are watching him. Andy was the hilarious guy on that show. That show blows. He was funny. And the show was heard in communities, big communities like Detroit and Boston.
If any of you guys have small businesses out there, you want to get mentions, my posts get between anywhere from like 3,600 to 20,000 views. Most people are either in Boston or the Detroit area. So if you want to get some advertising going.
It turns out he has. A local guitar company or some guitar company said, yeah, we'll do it. And they're like paying him now.
I'll say, hey, so I figured I'd throw that out there also. But yeah, I don't know what's on the agenda for tomorrow. I'll do something. Sometimes even if I don't do like a travel-y kind of, you know, post, I'll try to come up with something funny and just talk some shit, you know. But yeah, reach out to me in direct messages if that's anything that interests anybody. No pressure or sweat or anything.
And he got some. This one is funny, I thought.
Morning. Did you survive the 4th of July? It was like a goddamn war zone here last night. It was crazy. I was walking by a park, and there was a homeless couple fighting. And they both were wearing clothes that looked like they literally were throwing out the shit that everybody wore in the Mad Max movies. And they were like, we'll scoop those up. It was crazy shit. He's in a band or something, that guy.
But he has no idea.
They were having a dispute, and it got kind of fucking crazy and loud.
Okay, so Andy looks homeless,
that
too.
That was weird.
That hair, holy shit.
Weird. But I saw fireworks for like a second, so I don't know.
So Andy, after he left the riff, his goal is to go to faraway places, like in this case, New York or different towns, and basically do like a travel report. And people are enjoying his videos. They're like short, and then he'll throw out a sponsor here and there. This is how that unfolded with this this fucking guitar company. Nice job, Andy.
This video brought to you by Doer Guitars. If you're a guitar junkie, check out Doer Guitars. Forget all the names and get a guitar that's a legitimate work of handcrafted art. Every single part is made by hand, and each one of the Bourbon Burst guitars is completely unique and made beautifully with handcrafted wood, metal, and hand-wound pickups.
Okay, so they pay him like big money to do these goddamn things. I love it. I mean, this is... if you can just pick up the pieces and grab your phone and start delivering something, that's great. So I wish him nothing but the best, and I hope to be able to get to talk to him soon. I'd love to get him on the show here, like just call him from time to time and say, hey, Andy, because he's that level of funny. And he picture like Stephen Wright meets fucking, what's the name of that guy? Mitch Hedberg. I hope some of you know who that is. Gone way too soon. Mitch Hedberg, one of the all-time funniest people to ever walk the face of the earth. Mike says, slide him some coin to talk about your show, Easy. Who is 802 underscore Mike C? I never know who's who. I have so many people that follow this show who, like, do it under assumed names, that I'm always suspicious of people that I don't recognize their name. It's like, who am I really talking to? You know, you got the core people that I recognize all the time. And then there are folks that either just don't comment, or they do it quietly, or they watch the replay later. And it's sometimes a little bit unnerving to me to think, who the fuck is actually watching this? All right. I just picked out my textbook for my class at Aquinas College. As you know, Professor Zane, which is what I will demand that the students call me, is going to be teaching a class. And the head of the department said, what textbook are you going to use? And I said, mine. And they said, she says, you have a textbook? I go, yes. She says, where can I see it? I go, you cannot. She says, why? I said, because it's in my brain. Pause. And by the way, Linda says, we all need to register. There can be no more students. There's 16 students in the class. They are accepting no more people. It is full. You remember that signing up for your classes and the fucking thing's full? You're like, God damn it. Got to take a Monday morning, 8 a.m. or Friday morning, 8 a.m. after hanging out at the wayside all night. You're bombed Thursday night. You roll into bed at like 4 a.m. You wake up even more drunk than when you went to bed. She goes, you gotta pick a book. I go, all right. So I went ahead and I got a book. I'm going to show it to you right now. And I don't even know if this is a good book. Let me see here. Choice number one. It's called Podcasting 101, a complete reference guide to all things. And I said to the department, and I go, this is pricey, though. That's why I don't like this book. It's an $85 book. And I'm like, you really don't need it. You honestly do not need this book. This is bullshit making them buy this book. Because 9 times out of 10, when I'm reading that whatever in this fucking book, I'm going to go, yeah, don't do that. And then I'm going to feel bad that these poor fucks had to buy the book, or I should say these poor fucks dads had to buy these books. I go, just let me, I mean, it's 16 weeks. I mean, 16 weeks, I can come up with 16 things to talk about what to focus on. I can sit here right now and rattle off 16 topics that I could write out in a lesson plan. Why not do that? Why do I have to have a fucking book that some... If some asshole is writing a book about podcasting, you know what that asshole is not doing? Podcasting. Because he's writing a fucking book about it. Teddy Birch wrote Podcasting 101, a complete reference guide to all things podcasting. From color theory, I don't know what that is, to building your own studio. Yeah, see? This studio. You want to build your own studio? Let a bunch of assholes build it for you who then try to take advantage of you. And then when you want to redo it, put drywall spackle on the walls and leave it there. That's a good way to start. This book also features complete audio video editing. It teaches audio video editing to media law. Okay, so I'll say, yeah, open up the segment about video law and audio law. Rip it out because we're not discussing that boring shit. Podcasting 101 is not only for the university student and instructor, but for anyone who's looking to get involved in the wonderful art of wonderful world of podcasting. This step-by-step reference manual will guide you from concept to creation and from distribution to troubleshooting. Love the world of podcasting? Then join us on a wonderful journey of sharing with the world your original podcast. Ugh. Sounds like shit. Man Bun Chris says, if you don't use a book, you'll have to come up with the homework and exam questions. Well, all right. I'm not against that. Aram says, a 200-level class would go into podcasting while driving. Rebecca says, easy. Laws are for followers. Do what you want and sample any audio you want. Also, who cares about a C&D and or copyright laws? Yeah. When in doubt, roll the dice. It's all about content. Do something interesting and fun. If you get in trouble, act like you're sorry, but don't be. Whatever you do, don't apologize. People will forget about it in a short amount of time. We can do an entire segment on the trouble you can get in for saying the N-word. And we can play Maureen's clip. This happened. This old buzzard said this on this show. My God. So I sent that along. I also had a backup book because when I had two choices. This one looks even more shitty, but it's not as pricey. Making radio and podcasts, a practical guide to working in today's radio and audio industries. Practical guide for anyone who wants to learn how to make successful programs in the digital era. And they write programs like they're not in the U.S. I think that's spelled differently in the U.S., right? It examines the key roles in audio and podcasting, announcing, presenting, research, copywriting, producing, marketing, and promotions. It also outlines what is involved in creating different types of programs, news and current affairs, music, talkback, comedy, and features. Podcasts, as well as legal regulatory constraints. This sounds so fucking boring. Oh, man. I will loosely be following this book. The most important thing in podcasting is the content. If it's shitty, don't do it. If you're wondering if it's shitty, it is. Also, keep it short. Not everybody is going to be able to sit and do a two-hour show. There's only one amazing personality on the planet that can do that. Nobody else on the planet can sit there and rattle off two fucking hours like it's nothing. You can't do it. So what you're going to do to start is something simple. Fucking TikTok dance. Get your shit together on TikTok. Do a dance. Post it. You'll probably get like 50 million views. Madison, my daughter, just had one that went viral. It was her doing some type of song and lip syncing it. It was somebody did a song inspired by that guy who is running for the mayor of New York. And I don't know how to say his name, Mondavi. He's a Democrat, and she's like super liberal. Megan says she came across my FYP. I don't know what an FYP is. I can probably get the video, but it kind of went viral. She was telling me, and she got all sorts of views and like millions of people. And then there were people that were letting her have it and saying mean things to her. Oops. Hang on. I don't want to watch that. Okay, who am I following? Maybe I can get this. That's Michelle McCormick. No, I don't want that. Friends. Allie Mack. I don't even know how to do this shit. Madison. I'm clueless. Yeah, it's some chick named Madison. Profile. No, I'm lost. I am so clueless on TikTok. I'm looking at my own fucking thing. I don't want to do that. Okay, following. Megan. I follow Megan. I think I follow my daughter. There she is. Okay, this is the one.
M-A-N-D-A-N.
The name is Mom Donnie. That's it. That's the one.
The name is Mom Donnie. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. The name is Mom Donnie. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. You should learn how to say it. M-A-M-D-A-N-I. The name.
Okay, so she did that. And let's see, 35,000 hearts. Is that good? But then people were saying mean shit to her. This person said, and when the poor choices inevitably result in lack of housing and other basic necessities, please make sure you live wherever you voted for these things and do not move. And then this person wrote P-O-U-R instead of P-O-O-R. And Maddie corrected this person. I go, all right, I like that. This person said,
the name is Mom Donnie.
You honestly look a bit Jewish to me. The irony to that speaks for itself. I'm not Jewish, I'm Armenian. Regards. Free Palestine. I told you guys. I haven't gone through all of these. Let's see. Nope, don't like him. Sadly, I want a fleet of Gretchens. Please don't come for me. I'm not just a fan of him. Too radical for me. I'm a big Gretch kind of girl. Madison says that is okay. Thank you for being respectful with your comment. This person says you're just lonely. She says, I got married 3 weeks ago. Thanks for the concern, though. Michigan Mondami fan here too. I love finding my fellow Michigan sisters. I'm in Detroit. He's my new mayor. Yeah, I'm trying to find some people that are really being mean. I don't know anything about this guy. But Madison's in love with him. All right, there you go. So she's, Ash has been like fighting with people online. Hey, fuck you. Branjo says you need to teach her to go low with the comments. Yeah, I've tried. It's impossible. She won't do it. Chris says, I saw it too. Came up randomly on my feed, as did Jackie Mann voice. Zoran Mondami. Now, he's not even the mayor. He's a Democratic candidate. And in New York, he's going up against Curtis Sliwa, who is the former leader of the Guardian Angels. This is a guy, he was had a radio show. I don't even know if he still has a fucking radio show anymore. But he was, you know, hell-bent on breaking up the New York Mafia. Man Bun Chris says, see here, class. See here, class is where you circle the profile pic if you have caveman teeth. That's what I can teach. I can teach, look, it's you got to be willing to throw yourself out there and be willing to get banned. That's my advice to you. Be an asshole. If you want to be a star, okay, everybody talks about doing a podcast. Most podcasts stop after like 1 month. If you go to any podcast, look when the last time they did a podcast. And you'll see when they started, they did one like every day for like 2 weeks. And then it was every other day for 2 weeks. And then it was once a day for a week. And then, or every week, and then it was once a month, and then that was it. Done. Man Bun Chris says that is the term pod fade. R.I.P. Justin. Two episodes. Two fucking episodes. Rebecca says, teach the art of the Facebook fight with the theme song. That's a great idea. busting out the Facebook fight theme song.
Facebook fight, Facebook fight. You are wrong and I am right. You are a stupid prick. You can suck my big fat dick. This is another Facebook fight.
I don't know if at the Catholic college it would be a good choice to "you can suck my big fat dick." So question five on the exam. When in a Facebook fight, what would you tell people to suck? And the answer would be "my big fat dick." I don't know if at the Catholic college that would be a good choice. Can you imagine if the kids go home to their mom and say, "hey, I recorded this lecture from Professor Zane, and he opened up this lecture about Facebook fights with a song where some guy named Stu McAllister is telling people to suck his big fat dick." Anyway, I am looking forward to getting started teaching the young people the art of creating content, the easiest way to get things done. And I'll start by saying, look, start doing your podcast and get like 20 episodes in and publish none of them because they're all going to be terrible. If you do that, you already are a million times better than all the other shows who just, "all right, I got a podcast. Let's go live." Boom. Idiot. No. You got to get some fucking flow in there. You got to figure out what works. What's landing? What's good? What's bad? What's boring? All right. I have yet to kick anybody out here, and that's totally fine. I don't mind that folks see the show on Facebook and YouTube. I keep getting kicked off of Twitter. TikTok. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but every time I start to stream on there, I get a message that says, "you're doing it wrong and you're banned for another 5 days." So I'm not sure what the fuck is going on. And I keep having to reapply. So who knows about that? That's totally cool, though. If you want the full show, you go to twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. And then, of course, on Patreon, which is an entirely different platform, I have brand new content going up there every day in addition to the free platform, patreon.com/EricZane. Sign up for 7 days free. And there you go. If you get the 7 days free, you can check out Big Fraud Thursday when we do Who Are These Free Beers? Holy shit. Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I low-key want to hear Free Beers saying low-key more. I low-key want to hear him say he's got whimsy energy more. What the fuck? You talk like an eighth grader, you fucking idiot. All right, thank you so much. Oh, one more thing. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, the lost art form of email, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. And I got to use the potty. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a bit. Stand by. All right. That, I guess. Sorry for the inconvenience, but O'Neill or Brucey had to go poo. Excuse me. Hang on. Something's in my throat. Still loving the idea of Easy Book Club. Of course, on this show, if it's spoken of, it doesn't happen. But all we have to do is say, "all right, Easy Book Club. Book one we're reading is," let's say Stevie here is in the book club. And I know she wants to be in the book club. Stevie, we would, let's say Stevie's picking the book. She picks the book. We get the book. Everybody gets the book. And then we break it down to, like, let's say there's 12 chapters in the book. Each week, we review 3 chapters and discuss it. So similar to, like, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, And it can be any book. Sky is a fucking limit. And then we sit there, Zoom style, and we break down the book. And we discuss. Some just listen. You don't have to say anything. You're just part of the conversation. Let's get an informal list going of Easy Book Club. Stevie. Rebecca. Becca number two. The Beccas are, Rebecca is known as Miss Twat-a-Lot, I think. And there's Miss Twat-a-Lot, and then there's Black Husband Becca. That's how you guys are known. We're seconds into discussing book club, and guess who is establishing rules? What is your deal, Linda?
It's got to be true crime. No fiction.
Shut up. Chris K is in. Megan is in. Kuiper, Maureen is in. Okay. That's awesome. Notice how your sister wasn't an idiot. Kuiper says, I can't read them out. Tofa says that we're really doing book club. Amy's in. Mike Q is in. Nate says, audiobook. No, you're not. You got to read it. Dick. Linda says, I don't read fiction. Oh, God. Bob says, does Mein Kampf count? All right, if you're in book club and you make us read Mein Kampf, let's see. Maureen says, I'll read the book to you, cutie patootie. I bet you will. You can pretend he's blind and he can braille your nipples. I don't know who Zoo R, I can't even read it, is. Welcome, whoever you are. How about a ban on all true crime? Yeah, true crime is for losers. So we already have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people in book club. The Easy Book Club. I'm all about it. I love the idea of the Easy Book Club. And then like Chris K, he might want us to read an entirely different genre of book. So let's say he makes me read something that's really boring. I'm going to say, yeah, okay, it's my turn to speak on book club. Yeah, this book fucking blows. Nick the electrician says the book Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler would really wake up some of the libs who is actually closer to Hitler. So the suggestion is that they're going to read Mein Kampf and be like, oh, my God, this is me. Is that what the suggestion is? I think that that's just a clever way of you to insult people who are liberal with their politics. That's what I'm thinking. Tyler likes Big Fraud Book Club. Clown of Carnage, Nick, says, maybe I'm in the middle of a series of 9 books. Well, look, you've got a week to read 3 chapters. Okay. So if you read three chapters, that will give you the ammunition to be part of the conversation. Joe Martinez says golfing is better than a frickin' book club. Well, I mean, I think that those are both excellent things to do. But I don't know if I've ever heard anybody make the argument, all right, today we're going to discuss what's better, book club or golfing. Basically, what Joe is saying is that anything that he likes is better than things that he doesn't like. And Joe can't read. So that's why he would be out of book club. Joe Martinez, rumored to be back on the podcast. That's supposed to start as summer winds down and people would need a furnace tune-up. Now, until that happens, you don't know of any available heating and cooling companies. You only know heating and cooling companies if they are actually part of the advertising stable currently on the podcast. Megan says, Joe Martinez helped my coworker out last night. Was your coworker looking for gay sex? Joe says, I was at your buddy John's house today. John, I don't know any Johns. Joe adds, book clubs are for idiots. He also says, I have better things to do than sit on my ass and read a dumb book. Well, you know, I just recently got sucked into this goddamn book. And I mean, I have a lot of things to do, but in my mind, I'm so entertained by the book. I'm like, shit, I gotta keep reading this thing. Oh, Joe was visiting John in Jenison. That's that fat fuck. Is he getting fatter? I mean, he looks like a fucking, you ever see like Willy Wonka, the old one? And when the one bitch, Violet, is huge, like she sucks down that candy that makes her fat as fuck. That's what John and Jenison looks like. What a fat, disgusting slob that prick is. Fuck that guy. Chris K says, AAA Aaron's furnaces and stuff. HVAC company of choice. Yeah, I can't get behind that. Nick adds, the people who read and better themselves are the idiots. So Nick here does not like the idea that Joe Martinez says that people who read books are stupid. Look, people read books all the time. I don't have a problem with anybody who reads a book. The only people that I would say I would ever have that opinion of them is if I was jealous because I don't have the time to actually sit down and read a book. Well, anyway, Easy Book Club is a thing. Joe, what if we were reading about a book? We're reading a book that is about, like, shit you like. You know, whatever it is you're into. HVAC, prostitution, drinking too much on the weekend, buying hockey jerseys senselessly, and blowing all your money on stupid hockey jerseys. Maybe if we read those books, that would be something that would interest you. David says people who do not read are stupid. I can't say either or. I can't say if you read, you're stupid, or if you don't read, you're stupid. Now, Joe here, I know he's not dumb. And he does not read books. He says it right there. He says, no, I do not read books. No. Some people just say that they don't read books if they can't read. So I don't know. Maybe Joe actually cannot read. Joe says there aren't any books on those subjects. Well, I don't know. Think of a subject that you would be interested in and then buy a book on it. Maybe if there was a book about being a cock in the audience of a podcast, you could probably write that book. Jeremy says, not all smart people read, but all morons do not read. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Joe, for being here. Looking forward to talking about you at the end of the summer. I'm going to hold you to that, too, you dumb bastard, you cheap fuck. There's racing at Berlin this weekend. I'll be there. Saturday races. You have until 11:59 p.m. Friday night to buy tickets for $15. They go up $5 after that. Go to BerlinRaceway.com for information. Parking is free. 15 and under is free. You can bring in a cooler or a bag as long as it's 12 by 18 or smaller. They do check. For all your snacks. You don't want to be guy or girl who has too big of a container to carry your shit in, because then you got to go back to the car. Rules are rules. They're there to enforce the rules. You bring all your snacks in, all your soft drinks, no alcohol, no glass. BerlinRaceway.com for tickets. Frank Fuss can help you get your insurance through the marketplace. If you're self-employed between jobs, O'Neill, or maybe your boss does not offer insurance, maybe your seasonal help, maybe your insurance is too expensive. If your insurance costs are 9.75% of your take home, holy shit, you have access to get healthcare through healthcare.gov and get a better policy, a cheaper policy. Frank will walk you through all those steps, and he charges you nothing. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com for more information. Megan says to Maureen, was it you who dropped off the Trump book for the free little library? LOL. Diana saw the little library yesterday in front, and she was so impressed with that. Joe says he would like a book on how to piss people off who lack common sense by reading books. That seems like a paradox. Look up what a paradox is, Joe. And I think that is one. I like reading a book on how to piss people off who lack common sense by reading books. That's the first. People who lack common sense read books. What if it's a book about having open borders and allowing our Mexican brothers and sisters to roam freely across the land? Tofus says he believes that is actually an oxymoron. No, an oxymoron would be like intelligent Joe Martinez. All right. Anyway, where was I? Pinball Land. Oh, my God. I love them so much. There they are. Pinball Land. Pinball-land.com. If you want to check on all of the games that they have that are available there. It is a retro arcade in Rockford, Michigan. You pay them $9, you get an hour of free play. I mean, you're not pumping quarters into the machine. You play all you want for $9. Do 2 hours, it's $15. do it all day, it's $20. And if you don't think you can play all day, you can. There's that much there to offer packed into the small space at Pinball Land. Fun fact. Ryan, who runs Pinball Land, is the son of Mr. Houdini from Bozo's Big Top. If you watch Bozo's Big Top in Metro Detroit, you remember Mr. Houdini with the fucking turban. That's Ryan's dad. He's not with us anymore. Outstanding story. All right. We're looking for the asshole of the day today. Does anybody have any nominees who could be the asshole of the day? Yesterday it was me. It doesn't take much for this man to make an impact. Joe Martinez is the asshole of the day, coming in here and being his usual asshole-ish self. We got to vote for low-key Greg. Thank you so much for being here, folks. I appreciate you. Patreon bonus a little later on. As always, we'll be doing it from right here, not on the road. I've got a show with Kristen Glatt today, Tuesday edition of Who Are These Broadcasters, happening on the Who Are These Podcast YouTube channel. Thank you so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save